Hey, this is Jad for the second installment of Music Lab. I guess that's what we're calling it, but really this is just a space where I get to talk about music, which is what I love to talk about. And people write into the show and they want to know, like, what was that tune? What was that tune? Well, here's the place you can come and I can play you stuff, which maybe you'll like, maybe you won't. In any case, I want to start this little installment with one of my favorite... I hate the word ambient, but I guess that's what you would call this. It's a group called Kiln, which they create these really sort of drony expanses of thick, lush... I don't even know how to describe it, but I'll play it and you'll get it immediately. This was, it's called Thermals, and it was released in 2007 by Infraction Records. You know, Ravel said that music is a form of frozen architecture, and when I hear Kiln, that makes total sense to me. So that was Kiln, that's K-I-L-N, from their album Thermals. That particular piece was called... I mean, these don't really need names. What does it help to call a piece like that a name? But they call it A Place in Between, which it does feel like sound from A Place in Between. And a link to that piece and any other ones that I will mention, you can find right here on this blog. So definitely check out Kiln. Next, I want to talk about... Karlheinz Stockhausen. Anyone who works at Radiolab knows that I always talk about Stockhausen because he is probably the great granddaddy of electronic music. And certainly any electronic composer who's interested in experimenting owes a lot to Stockhausen. And this piece I want to play came from a composition called Stimmung. Apparently in 1968, Stockhausen went to Mexico and he wandered around the ruins. And he was really sort of moved. So he created a series of 51 little vocal compositions, each are about a minute long, that are inspired by that visit. And here's number 13, sung by Paul Hillier and the Theater of Voices. You know, it's 51 pieces and they just go one into the other and it's deeply, like, trance-inducing. You just have all these people going, and like they're all doing it together and they're creating odd harmonics between them. And you do at a certain point forget that these are people singing and they just sound like some kind of weird creatures from the sky, you know? When I'm scoring the show, I'm looking for pieces that have something that's deeply resonant, that makes you kind of go, ooh, that sounds cool. At the same time, the sounds are alien. So last selection is from a percussion group that plays a lot in New York City. They're called So Percussion, that's S-O Percussion. They released an album in 2006... on Cantaloupe Records, which took sort of your traditional percussion, classical, seated concert-going world and tried to mesh it with the sort of headphone-listening, brooding, electronic hipster world, and it creates a really interesting sound. This is a track called July, which is them playing live combined with processed electronics and samples. And this is a kind of hybrid electroacoustic album. Okay, I gotta run, but that was So Percussion with the track July off their album Amid the Noise. Definitely check them out and everything else I talk about. You can find links to it on this blog. Shoot us an email, let us know what you think. Give us suggestions. Definitely want to hear from you. And I guess I'll talk to you next time.